is a Fox News alert. Suspect captured. I'm Lisa Brady. We're just getting word that the man accused of shooting 10 people, injuring 19 others during yesterday's attack in a New York City subway station has been captured. No details yet. The NYPD has a previously scheduled briefing set for this hour. The investigation has included YouTube videos.
In these videos, the suspect is complaining about homelessness, New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams. The New York Post reports he says that he was diagnosed with a mental illness, was, quote, entering the danger zone, and said he was, quote, full of hate. Inside the N subway train, police found a Glock 17 9mm semi-automatic handgun. A law enforcement source tells me Frank James purchased that gun at a pawn shop in 2011.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Brooklyn. Police also found a bag of fireworks at the scene of the shooting yesterday. A store south of Milwaukee says it recognizes some of those items and that a man with the same name purchased them. Again, the suspect, 62-year-old Frank James, now reported to be in custody, awaiting a briefing at this hour in New York. Poland's president says what's happening in Ukraine is terrorism, not war. He's among the regional leaders visiting Ukraine's president today in the capital, Kyiv, where bodies are still being recovered in the suburbs as Russia increases its attacks in eastern Ukraine.
As Ukraine braces for further escalation in the east, the capital of Kyiv does remain a target. Earlier today, we heard air raid sirens. And tonight, in Moscow, state media is once again threatening the Ukrainian capital.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Masks will still be required on planes, trains, buses, and other public transportation after Monday, when that federal mask mandate was supposed to end. The CDC announcing another extension for 15 days through May 3rd. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Two Florida men admit stuffing ballot boxes during the presidential election.
Two residents of The Villages, the giant retirement community in Central Florida, are pleading guilty in a state court to voting more than once on Election Day 2020. 63-year-old Jay Ketzik and 64-year-old Charles F. Barnes were facing 5 years in prison, but will only serve community service and be made to take a civics course. Barnes has no party affiliation, but Ketzik is a registered Republican.
Fox's Evan Brown, two other co-defendants pleading not guilty and awaiting trial. A tech giant is moving away from working at home and spending money.
Google is upping its investment in physical offices, the flagship subsidiary of Alphabet, announcing it's going to invest some $9.5 billion across its U.S. offices and data centers this year, up from $7 billion last year. The search engine giant says the investment will create at least 12,000 full-time jobs this year and focus on data centers in several states, including Nevada, Nebraska, and Virginia. There's also a new office in Atlanta this year. Google's mandated working from the office 3 days a week as it moves to end remote work. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Nearly 2 years after the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, possessions from her home and office hit the auction block.
Some of the 150 art pieces and items include an earthenware plate by Pablo Picasso that hung in Ginsburg's dining room, a black mink coat with her name sewn in a pocket, and a souvenir vase from the Capitol luncheon following former President Barack Obama's first inaugural. The sale could raise $50,000 to $80,000 for the Washington National Opera, one of the late justice's passions.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. The auction ends later this month. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.